St. Petersburg, Russia, is preparing to celebrate its 300th birthday. Tsar Peter the Great ordered the city carved out of a swampy wilderness and envisioned it as Russia's window to Europe. It's President Vladimir Putin's hometown, and later this month he will host more than 40 world leaders for the Jubilee, including President Bush. Workers have been restoring neglected former imperial palaces and other architectural monuments in time for a summer of festivals. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports.
St. Petersburg is Russia's artistic heart, and its Academy of Fine Arts has groomed top young artists and sculptors for 250 years. Perched along the Neva River, it's blessed with a stunning view of the Tsar's former winter palace. And like much of the city around it, for decades, the academy's been sliding into disrepair. In a rundown classroom lined with dusty cobwebs, a nude model poses for student Grigory Grishin, an intense 21-year-old. For Grishin, St. Petersburg's combination of decrepitude and beauty is an inspiration. The city's a living organism. It feeds you, and at the same time, it sucks your energy away, Grishin says. The climate is rainy and cold, but it's the only city I want to live in. The Arts Academy has at last gotten some refurbishments. Workers have been replacing cracked flooring with new marble slabs. Sculptor Albert Sharkin is the dean here, and like many a Petersburger, he's a patriot. He calls his city synonymous with love. Sharkin says even these largely cosmetic renovations happened only after President Putin included the academy in his Jubilee itinerary. We've been waiting 80 years for these kinds of repairs, Sharkin says. After it became clear that Putin would be here, we got the money we needed. Local historian Lev Lurey says it's true that President Putin's native roots are instrumental for St. Petersburg.
He seemed to love his city. He's returning here. Russia is a very centralized country, and money and political force always is in capital. So traveling to St. Petersburg, he carried with him money and political force.
Indeed, the most ambitious Jubilee project here directly concerns Putin. Just outside the city limits, 7,000 workers have toiled around the clock for a year to bring the grandiose Konstantinovsky Palace back to life. Peter the Great had this edifice built in 1720. In recent years, the palace had been condemned. Vandals smashed out its windows. Drunken teenagers used it as a hangout. This is where Putin will entertain his foreign guests for the Jubilee. The work, including restoring an intricate system of canals leading into the Gulf of Finland, cost $330 million. That's in a country with an average wage of $150 a month. The government says private Russian companies, not taxpayers, footed the bill. City Council member Sergei Tarasov calls it a perfect place for Kremlin leaders to hold high-level meetings in the future.
Для лидеров бывших советских республик важно приехать не в Москву, как бы на поклон, да?
When they go to Moscow, many leaders, especially those from former Soviet republics, feel like they're going to bow to the Tsar, Tarasov says. Diplomatically, it's wiser to invite them to St. Petersburg. This place can be like Russia's Camp David. But some neighbors up and down the street from the palace say instead of Camp David, it reminds them of a classically Russian Potemkin's village. They say it's just for show. Work crews have put up 10-foot-high wooden fences to hide ramshackle houses, garbage dumps, and rusting factories. The fences run for 6 miles along the road leading to the palace. Alexander, a portly 45-year-old tax inspector, lives across the street. They're trying to create an illusion so that the foreign leaders don't see the wretchedness we live in, Alexander says. The money would be better spent on cleaning the place up. And 75-year-old Yekaterina Mikhailova complains she and 400 other elderly people recently had their garden plots across from the palace taken away. Yekaterina had gardened here since 1946, and she used to sell her tomatoes and onions to supplement a tiny state pension. Leaning on a cane, Yekaterina shows the remains of her shed. Local officials judged it an eyesore, along with dozens of others here. they ordered them burned down.
They could have painted our sheds instead of destroying them. They wouldn't have ruined the view from the palace. This is no celebration for us.
Liberal city politician Maxim Reznik says the government has put too much money and effort into the 300th anniversary, and not enough into solving St. Petersburg's pressing social problems, like rising street crime and crumbling neighborhoods. I think my city is the best in the world, Reznik says, but this is just a big show for the visitors. I wish there were no jubilee. But historian Lev Lurie disagrees. He calls the celebrations a testament to how St. Petersburg has endured a century of upheavals, like the Bolshevik Revolution, and the 900-day World War II Nazi siege, in which nearly a million of its people perished from starvation and cold.
No, it is really a city which survived two great tragedies, and still this city somehow preserved its spirit.
Lurie still sees St. Petersburg as Russia's cosmopolitan connection to Western European civilization, just as Tsar Peter the Great intended it. Lurie has a feeling President Putin might support a move of some government ministries from Moscow back to St. Petersburg. He points to the fact that over the past year, Putin has met several foreign leaders here in his native city, bypassing Moscow altogether.
There is some signs that some function of the capital will be removed from Moscow to St. Petersburg, and it will be probably the main present which Mr. Putin will give to his mother city.
There is a palpable feeling that St. Petersburg never really reconciled itself to being second. The city's own anthem defiantly cries out from loudspeakers to visitors departing from the train station. It's based on a poem by Alexander Pushkin. The poem's an ode, not only to the city's beauty, but to its former imperial glory. Glory that many here hope the 300th anniversary jubilee will help to restore. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, St. Petersburg.